But you had an interesting experience. You were driving down the road and you stopped at this roadside gas station. Something happened to you there. You'd been in a grocery store and you bought a tall boy and a six-pack of beer.
Oh, yeah. Because the young guy and just being out of the military, I guess you could say I had a drinking problem. But to me, I was just enjoying drinking and going out and doing things like with the other guys and stuff. I was going home, and I knew I was really kind of going overboard with my drinking, and I didn't like it. But I'd see some guy respectful, and I said, I'd like to be like him. Very well respected, doesn't drink, you know, nice guy. And I said, I'd like to be like that man. So that day I came to the grocery store, just brought a six-pack and a tall boy. But then I think the spirit was dealing with me. So I was on the way home, and I opened up the six-pack. And he said, throw that away. And I said, who ever heard of throwing a beer away? It's my six-pack. He said, throw it away.
Who's saying that? The spirit?
The spirit.
Yep.
The third time, he said, if you don't throw that beer away, he said, you're going to be an alcoholic for the rest of your life. Boy, that put the fear in me. I said, I don't want to be an alcoholic. You know, so I threw that beer out, six-pack. Boy, I saw that rear-view mirror, looked in there, boy, the beer cans are toppling down the road. But I felt good. I felt good. So I said, my last beer, I popped that tall boy open. He said, throw that one away, too. I said, this is my last beer. I'm going to quit. He said, throw it away. Third time again. He said, third time, I'm going to tell you again. He said, if you don't throw it out, I said, you're going to be an alcoholic. So out the window it went, and I felt so good. I felt like it's just a whole lot of stuff was lifted off my shoulders. Got home that night. It was dark that night, and I sat there and I thought, what happened back there? I was sitting in a recliner. TV was off, and everybody gone to bed. I was just sitting there thinking, what was that? I remember I closed my eyes. Actually, I was going to pray. And all of a sudden, this light come through. And when people say they've seen the light, talk about the light, I've seen the light. I experienced it. And people may think I'm crazy, but that's fine. But that light was so bright. I thought, wow, what was that? What happened? And then I thought, if it's real, I said, I want to see if it is. So I would go down the hallway and go into the bathroom, close the door, total darkness. And I said, Lord, if it's real, I said, make it happen again. I was standing on my knees, and it happened again. I thought, my God, is this real? It's a real deal. But the feeling that came over me then was so overwhelming, such a good feeling. It changed my life.
You have tears telling that story. How old were you about when that happened?
In the 20s.
Yeah, and all these years later, it brings that emotion out. The light, you just saw like a big spotlight of some sort, or what
it's
was
just
it?
Just a
like?
Bright light. You know how you turn on a light at night, it just comes down, but it's 10 times brighter. It just came from above. Just but there was something on my shoulder saying, that's not real. You didn't see that. You just imagined it. But I knew what it was. It changed my whole life.
And that was the last time you drank, too.
I drank off and on, you know, but that was really awakening for me where I really knew I had. And so I didn't keep it up as much as I could have probably later, you know, so.
When you say the spirit, is that God talking? Who's the spirit when you say?
I think it's the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
I know it's the Holy Spirit, yeah.
Yeah.
And even now I feel it. I feel the Holy Spirit. I think you have to be really focused, deeply spiritual to feel it, but I do. I have faith and I believe in God. And prayers still work.
Yeah.
I've witnessed, I've seen prayers, work with the prayer warriors and the prayer request that comes in. It's amazing what it does.
And you've seen awesome. Prayer heal.
Prayer heals, absolutely. God heals, prayers heal. But you can't just say words. You got to really be deeply rooted. You can't be a water skipper.
So, you're right, I understand what you mean.